www.thecommunity.com.
Everyone. Hey. That was some imagery from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. How many of you are familiar with them? Okay. All right. If you're not, it's a really interesting thing, a really interesting experience. They take kind of classical music and some original songs, and they meld them together in their CDs into kind of a story. And a number of years ago, I had a chance to go see them in concert. Sherry and I went with my parents. And I didn't know much about it going into the show. I had heard a few of the songs, but just a few. And so we get there and we see this spectacular production and all of that. Now, the real key to it is that this is a hard rock style music, as you heard, and there's an orchestra and, you know, a lot of electric guitars. Really cool. I'm a child of the 80s, grew up with glam rock and big hair. Well, I mean, I didn't really have big hair, and that's never going to happen again, but this thing was right up my alley, you know? So I loved it. But we got to the intermission, I wasn't sure. I thought it was pretty cool. I wasn't sure what my parents thought. So we turned to him and said, well, what'd you think? And my dad turned to me, he said something like this, I can't even begin to describe what I just saw. You know, it was something along that lines. And we all loved it. It was great. It was awesome. Concerts are kind of a big deal around this time of year. There are nationally known musicians and artists who are putting together worship CD or Christmas CDs. They're putting them out there. They're going on tour. They're doing the Christmas specials on TV. Our schools are doing them as well. The elementary school, the middle school, the high school, they've got orchestra concerts and band concerts and choir concerts. Of course, they're called holiday concerts because they represent multiple traditions and faiths. But this is kind of that season for concerts. And I thought, you know, as we look at Christmas and this story that we just heard, there was a first Christmas concert. There was a first Christmas concert. And the reason for that first Christmas concert was pretty clear. It was very clear. We just heard about it in Luke 2. The reason for the first Christmas concert was to announce the birth of the Savior. Jesus, the Son of God, came into the world as a baby boy. Now, we don't know all of the details of it. We don't have a record of the exact date or the exact time like we would these days. But we know that he came. And maybe it was during the day, maybe it was at night. But we do know that God brought it about miraculously and supernaturally through a virgin girl named Mary. She gave birth to the Savior in an animal stable. And they laid him in a manger and named him Jesus. Now this child would be the only one in all of history that could take a messed up, fallen, and sinful, and broken world and rescue it back to God. He would live this perfect life, die on the cross as a perfect sacrifice to make us right with a perfect God. And anyone who would put their trust and their faith in him would receive the promise of life with him forever. The reason for the first Christmas concert was to let the world know that that Savior that God had promised had come. Now the audience, of course, were the shepherds, right? Shepherds in the fields. Shepherds were regular, average, ordinary, kind of common folk people who got to witness this incredible moment, this incredible event. They were the specific ones chosen to be the audience for this amazing event. Now, imagine yourself waking up one morning, going about your day. You go to work, you do your thing, or maybe if you're a student, a kid, you go to school, and you do all that, and you come home, and it's at night, and unexpectedly, someone knocks at your door. You go to answer the door, and it's your favorite musician, you know, like Justin Bieber, right? Or fill in the blank with someone else, okay? So your favorite musician shows up, and they say, we're going to do a concert for you in your living room, or maybe in your backyard if it wasn't winter, right? That would be amazing, wouldn't it? Well, that's kind of what happens to these shepherds. You know, they wake up, they go about their thing, they go about their day. They have no idea what's about to take place. They didn't have any tickets for this first Christmas concert. There were no tickets to be had. They didn't even know it was going to happen. God just surprised them with it. So the audience, of course, was the shepherds. Now the stage, those were the fields at night. The fields at night. Okay. God, in a really dramatic fashion, makes this big announcement. He waits until nightfall, which makes sense. Because if you've ever been to a really good concert, one of the things is, you know, you're sitting there waiting for it to happen, and all of a sudden, the lights go out, right? And you know this thing, and then the crowd starts cranking up, because you know this thing is about to begin. Because any stage show is so much better with a dark atmosphere. That's just the way it is. Now, let's face it, it would be really cool to see angels flying around any time of day. But at night, when they break through, I mean, that would be pretty spectacular, wouldn't it? So God knew what he was doing. So the stage is the fields at night. The lights go down, and then comes the opening act, the first angel. Okay, the first angel. Just one angel appears, and the glory of the Lord shines around the shepherds. I mean, wow, could you imagine that? The first Christmas concert words were actually spoken words, and the angel says, "Fear not, for a Savior has been born." Fear not. Those are the first words. Think about that. The sight of this angel appearing and the glory of the Lord that's shining all around these shepherds is so incredibly awesome and intense that before the angel could tell them it was good news, he had to tell them, "Don't be afraid, I'm about to give you good news." Don't freak. They were freaking out. And then he tells them, "For unto us is born to you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. You will find him wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And so with those words, the opening act is finished. You'd be thinking, boy, that'd be a pretty good show in and of itself, right? That'd be pretty amazing. The announcement's been made. But that's only the beginning, because then the headliners take the stage. The headliners take the stage. Luke 2:13 says, "Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God." A multitude of angels show up on the scene. How many was that? We don't know exactly. Now, one passage in the scriptures talking about the angels mentions tens of thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. Now, if you're really quick with math, you could do a little bit of multiplication there and think, well, if that was intended to give us an exact number, that'd be like 100 million angels. It's a lot of angels. But the point that they're trying to make is, look, there are so many. You couldn't even begin to count them. So this multitude, this large number of the heavenly host, it says in Scripture, appear praising God. A heavenly host, you know, the idea of a host is like another word for armies. So you get this large number, this multitude of a heavenly army of angels that appear to these shepherds in the night sky. That's the headliner of the night. Now, of course, the director of this whole thing, the producer of this whole play is God, right? This is all playing out. God himself. He's the one who sent Jesus. He's the one who created these angels in the first place. He's the one who created the earth and everything in the earth, including the shepherds that got to see it. So as a director, in this particular moment of history, imagining the scene, he's showing off big time, right? He is really showing off. Verse 13 also tells us that it's him that the angels are all praising. Right? It says that they're praising him. Can I let you in on a little secret? We don't know for sure that they were singing. Gasp, right? Everybody, let's try that again. Everybody gasp afterwards. We don't know for sure that they were singing. All right? We don't know that. It says they were praising. Now, we always sing those Christmas carols, those Christmas songs like, "Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains." Well, what were they singing? Well, the text here says that they were praising God. They were praising God. And praising isn't just singing. It can be done in many different ways. But keep in mind that in Job 38:7, it tells us that at creation, the angels sang. And it also says that they shouted for joy, too. So while we don't know for sure that they were singing, good, that was right on cue, very nicely done. We don't know for sure that they were singing, but it certainly would make sense, right? And it's very likely they were singing and that they were shouting for joy at the birth of Jesus. So the first Christmas concert, it's like a concert of praise. Now the lyrics to their song are pretty simple. We get them in this passage. It says, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." Now there's two parts kind of to their lyrics. The first part is about giving glory to God, right? Giving him honor and renown and praise. Give God glory. That's the first part. But the second part is about God bringing peace to the earth. Bringing peace to the earth. Now, does that mean the whole world automatically experiences peace? That everything's going to be calm and tranquil for the rest of history? Obviously not. But here's what it says. Peace to those with whom he is pleased. Who are those that God is pleased with? Well, Hebrews 11:6 tells us this. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Which means the opposite, if you flip that into a little different understanding, only with faith can we please him. Right? It's only with faith can we please him. So through our faith, we please God. If we want to have God's peace, we need to put our faith and trust in him through Jesus. It's about our faith. So glory to God and peace to those who put their faith in him. That's the lyrics of the song. And then the concert's over. The curtain falls, the angels fade into the night, the shepherds probably thinking what we'd all be thinking, am I losing it? Am I going crazy? Or did that just really happen? I mean, that's seriously wild. And see, here's the thing, though. When something big like this happens, when God does something big like this, you can't just go on like it's no big deal. This announcement, an announcement like this, demands a response of some kind. And so here's the shepherd's response in Luke 2:15-16. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste, meaning quickly, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. What was their response to the announcement? First thing is they went to find Jesus. Okay? Their first response is they went to find Jesus. They had to know. They had to see. They had to see for themselves. Because this first Christmas concert, it was more than just an announcement. It was an invitation to them. To the world, really, to come and meet this Jesus. The Son of God. It was an invitation to know the only one who could rescue you and me from our sin. Yeah, we all mess up all the time. We know that, but because of that, we fall short of God who is perfect in his perfect standards. No matter how hard we try, we can never be good enough to reach God on our own. But because God loves us so much, he made the first move. In the song that we sang right at the beginning, Sing with the Angels, there's a line in there. This, by the way, that song was written by our worship team, and we'll play it again in just a moment. Bob didn't really get a chance to mention that, but it's awesome. It was written kind of collectively by our worship team here, and there's this line in there about how love came down and love reached out, because we couldn't climb to God. We couldn't reach God on our own because we mess up, but he made the first move, and he reaches out to us. And so he sent Jesus into this world, the world he had created, to save it, to save that very world. He lived this perfect life, died as a perfect sacrifice on the cross so we could be made right with a perfect God. So when Jesus was born into this world, he was born with one purpose, to give his life on a cross so that anyone who would recognize their need for God's mercy and forgiveness would be able to turn to him and receive it. And we simply need to acknowledge him as the Son of God, the one true way to the Father, and to ask his forgiveness. And if we do, he will give it to us. We'll receive God's love and mercy and forgiveness. But in order for any of that to happen, we need to come and we need to meet this Jesus. That was the invitation to the shepherds, but it's the invitation to us as well. Now, if you're here today and you're wondering about this Jesus, maybe wondering if he's for real, this is that invitation that he wants to give. Will you come to me? Will you put your faith and trust in me? And here's the thing, if you do so, you'll find out exactly what the shepherds found out that night. Yes, it's for real. It's just like the angels said, the Savior has been born. The Savior has been born. The shepherds responded to that invitation. Will we? Will we? Now, if you're here this morning and thinking, I've never done that before, it's as simple as acknowledging, yes, I do believe this to be true. I believe this Jesus really was the Savior, and I need forgiveness from all the things that I've done that keep me falling short of God's perfect standards. And simply a prayer and asking him to give you that forgiveness, and he will do it. If you're here today and you're going, yeah, I did that a long time ago, but man, my life has been a mess ever since. I haven't followed him, or I've been just wandering away. He still invites you back. That's the great thing about God's grace and his mercy. So I want to pray for a moment before we kind of wrap things up in the message and the worship time. And I want to ask that if you would join me, if you would just bow your heads and close your eyes, just for the sake of people around you, for their own privacy and that sort of thing, because this is a moment that's between really you and God, and I'm going to do the same. And I just want to pray. And if you are somebody who is saying, you know, for the first time, I want to put my faith and trust in this Jesus, the Savior, who I've never done so before, but I want to. I want that forgiveness. I want that peace that he has to offer. Would you just pray with me in the quietness of your heart? Dear God, I do believe that this Jesus, who you sent into the world to be a Savior, that I need him. That I can't reach you on my own, but I'm so grateful that you reached out to me and sent him to be the Savior, to take my sin away. And I ask for your forgiveness, and I put my faith and trust in you in this moment, here and now. And if you're someone who is maybe been wandering away from Jesus and feel like you really want to come back to him, like he's knocking on the door of your heart and he's saying, come back to me. Open the door, let me in. And you want that to take place, I want to pray as well. Would you pray with me in the quietness of your heart? Lord God, I know that you are the Savior. I've known that since a time before, but God, this morning I want to come back to you. I've wandered away, and I acknowledge that, I admit that, and I ask again for your forgiveness. And I trust that you will give it to me once again, and I'm so grateful. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. You know, the scripture says that there is rejoicing in heaven in the presence of the angels. It's interesting because a lot of times we think that means the angels are singing when somebody puts their faith and trust in Jesus or turns back to him. But it says that there's rejoicing in the presence of angels because it's God who is the one doing the rejoicing. And they just get to see it. That's an amazing thing. So if that's something that you've done this morning, know that heaven is rejoicing over you. God is rejoicing over you. And just encourage you to maybe come up and talk with me afterwards. I'd love to just hear what's going on in your life this morning. Because this is a great Christmas time. But there's one other thing that the shepherds did that we need to pay attention to. The first thing, of course, we said, hey, they came to Jesus. They came to see Jesus, right? They went to see him. But the second thing is this, they praised God and gave him glory. Well, I guess that's two things, really, right? Praised him and gave him glory. It's technically two things. Scripture says this, Luke 2:20, and the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. When we know we've been forgiven, when we've come to know the Savior, we have this peace with God. It's great news. So just like the angels were doing at Jesus' birth, we give glory to him. That's what we're about. We express our love. We express our praise. What's one of the ways we do that? We sing, right? We sing. Come on, say that with me. We sing. Okay, we do that. Psalm 105:2 says this. Let's read this together, okay? Sing to him. sing praises to him, tell of all his wondrous works. One more time, let's read together. Sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all his wondrous works. We're here to praise God. And we're going to do that through a few songs now. Make his wondrous works known. Come on up. Just like the angels did at the birth of Jesus, at that first Christmas concert. So with the time that's remaining this morning, let's give him praise like they did. Let's shout. Let's sing. Really sing. Sing with the angels. Let's stand together.
Thanks for listening to the podcast of the Portico Church in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. You can find out more about our church at porticocommunity.com.